We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our South Point Studios location at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of the folks listening to us on our local radio station here, our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, Google phone. We got you covered with the apps, the KSHP app. You can listen to us through the radio station and the YouTube app, of course. You can see and hear us through the YouTube app on your devices. And, of course, anywhere else you get your podcasting, welcome. Just welcome, however, wherever, whenever, to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. Well, today, looks like the weather's going to be okay around the country. Right here in Las Vegas, it is 47 degrees right now. We're only going to get up to 66, but it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race and sports books. And we know that's where we'll be today, watching a big day of racing out at Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay, of course, has five big stakes races that include, of course, the centerpiece Tampa Bay Derby and the Tampa Bay Oaks as well. And, of course, a lot of great racing going on there at Tampa Bay today. trainer Chad Brown has horses in 8 races, and several of those races he has more than one entry. And in each and every one of those races, at least one horse, obviously just one horse, if there's multiple horses in the race, will be ridden by Flavien Prat. Flavien Prat there riding all of Chad Brown's horses in those races today. It ought to be an exciting day of racing there at Tampa Bay Downs. And, of course, with all those stakes races there and other guys going in to ride the big day of racing at Tampa Bay, jockeys like Ired Ortiz Jr., et cetera, getting out there to ride at Tampa Bay. It's going to be a good day of racing there at Tampa Bay. By the way, the temperature there at Tampa today is 79 degrees. Miami, 81. New York, 47 degrees. Chance of rain in New York, but 47 degrees there. Chicago, 51. Phoenix, Arizona, 69. 69 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, as well as Los Angeles. So Los Angeles will be nice and sunny and beautiful there today in Los Angeles with a high of 69 degrees. And again, here in Las Vegas, we're going to top out at 66. And the weather looks pretty good as far as any precipitation is concerned around the country. Little bit going on in the panhandle of Florida, and then you've got some rain, etc., at the border between Texas and Oklahoma. Got snow a little bit in New Mexico and Colorado and parts of the northwestern part of the panhandle there in Texas. And as far as the East Coast, hit and miss there as far as New York City, as far as any precipitation. But up and down the Pacific Coast is clear, and for the most part, the East Coast is clear as well. So we should have some easy, nice racing going on today. And don't forget that the 2024 Horse of the Year, Torpedo Anna, is running today in the Aziri Stakes at Oaklawn Park. Now, there is some precipitation going on in the very southern part of Arkansas today, but it looks like it'll be okay for racing at Hot Springs, where, of course, Oaklawn Park is at. So it's a big day. The Aziri Stakes at Oaklawn Park as well. As far as any news around the country, hey, Dave, I've got to tell you right off the bat, I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to tell you at the end of the show, change your clocks. Change your clocks. Spring it ahead 1 hour before you go to bed. Because if you don't, you lose an hour. And when you get up tomorrow morning, if you got the clock that says the same today as tomorrow morning, you'll be missing the show. So make sure you change your clocks, spring it ahead 1 hour today. Want to make just a small correction and apology to yesterday. When we were talking about Trevor Denman with our handicappers, etc., we're talking about some of the great announcers of the past, Tom Durkin, Larry Colmus now, etc., and how the game has changed, how Trevor Denman with his descriptions and his race calling changed the way race callers call races. But one of our regulars here at the South Point in the book, Vern, reminded me. He said, I just love the show, but you forgot to mention the icons of the past, Ralph. And he was absolutely right. So my apologies to the great Harry Henson and the great Joe Hernandez, who were great announcers in Southern California. Of course, Harry Henson at Hollywood Park and Joe Hernandez at Santa Anita. And so I just wanted to make mention of that. They were great callers, too. Okay, as far as any of the updates, as far as Derby horses are concerned, Cole Battle breezed for trainer Braley the other day, Lonnie Braley, and getting ready for his next start, which should be the Arkansas Derby. Gaming put in a nice 6-furlong workout for the Virginia Derby, going 112.6100 seconds on the infield all-weather track at Santa Anita. And I got to tell you right now, it's going to be a big, big, big weekend for the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. They have 22 stakes races planned for Kentucky Derby week out at Churchill Downs. 22 stakes races. That, of course, 21 outside of the Kentucky Derby, 20 outside of the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks. So it's going to be a great week of racing for the Kentucky Derby week at Churchill Downs. 22 stakes races, man. And Dylan Davis, who's had a successful run at Gulfstream Park, is heading back to Aqueduct, back to New York. He's going to start riding at Aqueduct at the beginning of April. So Dylan Davis has just a couple of more weeks down there at Gulfstream, and then he'll be back in New York where he's done very well there. All right, so what do we have on today's show? Our handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. Got to ask them all, not only their picks, but a thought about the Tampa Bay Derby for us today. As far as yesterday, our handicappers did well at Santa Anita. John Lindo came with the winner of the second race, Chasing Money, for Antonio Frasu and Mark Glatt, paying 520, bet down from 3-1. So thanks very much to John Lindo there. Rich Eng checked in with the seventh race winner, Ben Gaza, down the hill turf course for Umberto Rispoli and Richard Mandela. That horse paid 620. And then in the last race, Jerry J came with his key horse a winner, and the link-ups ran second and third, so he got the trifecta and the exacta as well. That winner checks on the way. Umberto Rispoli, a second win of the day, paid 620. The dollar exacta paid $6 even. The big favorite ran second. Dollar trifecta paid $15 even for his connectors there. Pick six at Santa Anita yesterday paid $37,628.80. It was a good payoff in the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. I want to congratulate Cynthia Kelly. Cynthia Kelly, a trainer, won her very first Santa Anita race in the first race yesterday with Bold Zapper. And Armando Ayuso aboard, paying $35.80 to start off the day's festivities. And two birthday boys managed to make it to the winner's circle yesterday. Juan Hernandez, celebrating a birthday yesterday, won the sixth race for Jeff Mullins, paying $2.60 on the filthy favorite that just won in that race. And Simon Callahan, also celebrating his birthday yesterday, was the winner of the last race, Jerry J's picks, paying $6.20. And we want to mention John Lindo. Well, we talk all the time about John Lindo's sheet, his Lindo report that has picks in every race. And then, of course, he's got a suggested late pick four at the track, as he does today. And he also has a suggested coast-to-coast pick five that covers the races at Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. Every day they have a coast-to-coast pick five between Santa Anita and Gulfstream. He suggests a coast-to-coast pick five wager. All right, on his sheet yesterday, the wager cost $81. The suggested wager cost $81, but he hit it, and the return was $965. So congratulations to John Lindo on his coast-to-coast pick five selection on his sheet here at the South Point yesterday. Gulfstream Park yesterday. Ired Ortiz Jr. had a couple of winners. He won the fourth race for Oscar Gonzalez at 420, came back in the eighth race for Jose Orsino, paying $11 even. That $11 winner at Gulfstream Park that Ired rode yesterday was the highest-priced winner out of the nine races yesterday at Gulfstream Park. How about that? Want to congratulate Safi Joseph Jr., too. He won the seventh race with a milestone winner for Edgar Zayas aboard, paying $380. Right Karma gave Safi Joseph Jr. his 1,000th winner in the state of Florida. 1,000th Florida win for Safi Joseph Jr. yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Congratulations to Safi Joseph. Aqueduct yesterday, Kendrick Carmouche and Manny Franco both had a couple wins each. Carmouche won the first race at 14.60, came back in the seventh race, paying $5.70. And Manny Franco won the second race for Richard Dutcho Jr., paying $3.60, came back in the fifth race for Brad Cox, paying $6.10. And trainer Gustavo Rodriguez won the late double. He won the seventh race with Carmouche at $5.70 and came back in the eighth and final race, paying $7.40. Aqueduct's pick six yesterday paid $3,910. Oak Lawn Park, site of the Aziri Stakes today, with the horse of the year from last year, Torpedo Anna, making her 25 debut in the races yesterday at Oak Lawn. Christian Torres won three races in a row. He won the second race for John Ortiz at 280, the third race for William Fires, at 1340, and won the fourth race for his third win in a row for Brad Cox, paying $6.60. And Ricardo Santana had a couple of winners, won the fifth race for David Jacobson, paying $9.60, and the seventh race for Mike Maker, paying $11.80. And that's just about how it went yesterday. All right, we got our handicappers standing by, Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. And by the way, Rich Eng's college pick yesterday, He gave us a college pick yesterday, Illinois over Purdue. Illinois minus four. Illinois won by eight, so he had a winner in college football, college basketball yesterday. And he's got another college pick for us today as well. So we're going to get started on this Saturday show. And don't forget to go to the YouTube Race Day location at YouTube, the Race Day Network there. And jump on the Race Day page and start chatting away with our chat boxers. They're chatting away already. And if you haven't subscribed already, just hit subscribe. It's free. And you'll get a chance to chat in the chat box when you subscribe. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday, and don't forget to change your clocks. Put it ahead an hour. Change your clocks. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect out of the Pacific time zone. We're in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in our Racebook today. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're listening on any other time zone around the world, adjust to it from the Pacific time zone to the Pacific time zone from whatever one you're in, and then you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Want to make sure you don't miss anything today because you didn't tweak the time zones where you're at. And don't forget, no matter where you're at here in America, change that clock 1 hour ahead. All right, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races today. They got a couple of stakes races, the Conniver will be the seventh race on the card. The Not for Love Stakes will be the eighth race on the card. And first post time at Laurel Park for their nine-race card is set at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel. Laurel Park has a pick-six jackpot carryover of $10,868 at Laurel today. That's their pick-six jackpot carryover. First post time is at 9:10. Big day at Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs, first post time is at 9:25. 12 races today at Tampa Bay, and the first post time at 9:25. 12 of those races will be stakes races. Tampa Bay Downs has a pick six jackpot carryover of $14,173, a super high five carryover of $2,161, and those five stakes races will roll out like this. The first one will be the fifth race on the card, the Challenger Stakes, at a mile and 16th for four-year-olds and up. And there is Skippy Longstockings is the 7-5 favorite in that race, going for his third consecutive Challenger Stakes win in this race today, 7-5 on the morning line. And then we'll go to the ninth race. The ninth race will be the Grade 2 Hillsboro at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And in that race, we have 10 in the race before any scratches. We'll get the late scratches for you in just a minute. I think they're posting them now. The Hillsboro, though, is the ninth on the card. In the race, the 9-5 favorite there is Saffron Moon with Flavian Pratt for Chad Brown. The 10th race is the Florida Oaks at a mile and 16th on the turf for three-year-old fillies. A dozen in there before any scratches. And in the race, the 5-2 favorite there is Nitrogen with Jose Ortiz aboard. Then we go to the Tampa Bay Derby, the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Derby. The $400,000 mile and 1/16th race for three-year-olds has 50 points up for grabs in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. Seven go to the post. This is going to be a good one. Your 8-5 favorite is Chancer McPatrick, Flavian Pratt for Chad Brown. You got Patch Adams in there for Brad Cox and Florent Garou at 2-1. And you got Owen Almighty trying to bounce back here with Irad Ortiz Jr. at 5-1. It's going to be a great race, the Tampa Bay Derby, 11th race on the card. 12 races overall at Tampa Bay. And again, first post time is 9:25. And Chad Brown and Flavien Prat are loaded for bear at Tampa Bay today. Gulfstream Park has 11 races. The $100,000 Silks Run Stakes is the fifth on the card. The $150,000 Hurricane Birdie is the 10th on the card. And 11 races today at Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Jackpot Pick 6 carryover, $73,693. First post time at Gulfstream, 9:50. Then we go to the Big A Aqueduct in New York at Aqueduct today. They say the track is fast, mostly cloudy, 43 degrees at post time. Aqueduct has 10 races, a couple of stakes races. The $125,000 Maddie May at a mile for three-year-old fillies goes as the fourth. 9-5 favorite in there is Lottie Margaret with Manny Franco. And then later on, the $125,000 Gander Stakes at a mile for three-year-olds is the ninth on the card. Favorite in that race at 7-5 is National Identity with Kendrick Carmouche, the George Wolf Award winner of this year. And 10 races today at Aqueduct. First post time is at 10:10 at the Big A today. Oak Lawn Park has 11 races. Their feature is the Aziri Stakes. It's the 10th on the card. Grade 2, $400,000. Fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. It marks the 2025 debut of the 2024 Horse of the Year, Torpedo Anna. She draws the rail. She's the big 2-5 favorite in the race with Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak. Six others will try her today in the Osiri. That's the 10th race on the card. 11 races at Oak Lawn Park. First post time is at 10:30. The Fairgrounds, Nolens, has 9 races. Their feature race is the Allen Lacombe Memorial. That's the 8th race on the card. It's on the turf. First post time at Fairgrounds for their 9 races is set at 10:45 at Fairgrounds. And then next comes Sunland Park. Sunland Park has all quarter horses today. Their first post time for 10 quarter horse races set at 11:25. Then we roll to Southern California, Santa Anita. Today, first post time at Santa Anita is 12 high noon. Earlier, because there's 11 races today, 12 high noon is the first post at Santa Anita. They got a couple of stakes races. The first one will be the 8th race, the $300,000 Grade 1 Beholder Mile at a mile for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, a field of 6. The 9-5 favorite there is Cavalieri. Richie is the 2-1 second choice. Tarifa, chipping in to the West Coast, is 3-1 on the morning line there. Going to be a good competitive Beholder Mile. That's the 8th on the card. The 9th race is the $100,000 San Simeon at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. A field of 8 in that one. And your 9-5 favorite is Mucho del Oro with Juan Hernandez aboard. 11 races today at Santa Anita. And a first post time at Santa Anita today is at 12 high noon. Turfway Park has 10 races. Their feature is the Big Daddy Stakes. It's the 7th on the card at 6 furlongs. Big 8-5 favorite is No Balls. The first post time for the 10 races at Turfway is set at 2:55. 2:55 at Turfway Park today for their 10 race card. And then you have Charlestown. Charlestown has 8 races today with a first post time of 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown. Their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $37,758. Wrapping it up with Los Alamitos tonight. Their first post time is 7:05, Los Al. All righty, let's bring in Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. One little update. Post time for Aqueduct today is 9:40 your time, 12:40 East Coast time. They moved it up from 10:10, so just so players should know.
Oh, yes, definitely. So they moved it up to 9:40. Which is a half an hour earlier than the listed post time of 10:10. Is that maybe because of weather?
No, I think the weather's nice today, actually. It's cool. I guess they have 10 races, so they moved it up. They've been running 8 and 9 races most of the meet so far, but they have 10 races today, so they moved it up.
Ah, but don't worry about it. Starting tomorrow with the extra hour of daylight savings time, they won't have to worry about going early because they'll have daylight even for 10 races starting at 10:10. Nevertheless, half hour earlier, at 9:50, right?
9:40.
We'll get it right. 9:40, first post time there. Well, don't want anybody to miss that first race at a mile and one eighth. Even though the 8-5 favorite there, Ice Road looks pretty tough in the race.
Well, it's also part of a pick five, so people love to play pick fives. You don't want to miss it.
No, not at all. Certainly, that's the case. Let's take a look at Tampa Bay and the Tampa Bay Derby first, if you would. You know, they got a big day of racing at Tampa Bay, and it's setting up to be a blockbuster day for Flavien Prat and Chad Brown. If they can win half of the races they're in, it's going to be a big day for them.
Yeah, a few weeks ago when they had the big day at Tampa, I think they won four or five races between them, and I think Chad Brown was actually 4-for-4 that day.
Yeah.
The problem is he's got multiple horses in plenty of races today, so who knows which way to go.
Well, now, I can tell you this, that, you know, in the couple of weeks ago when they had it, Flavien Prat picked up one extra horse on the day from another trainer, and that horse was pulled up. So all the horses right. that he rode for Chad Brown
Chad
won
Brown.
That day at Tampa Bay. So it's going to be a lot of fun. How do you see this Tampa Bay Derby? Because you got, you know, Patch Adams, everybody's waiting to see him come back and run today. You got Chance McPatrick, which is the favorite in the race, and it's Brown and Flavien Prat. You got Owen Almighty, who's, you know, looking to make a nice score there from the rail with Ired Ortiz Jr. And Dwayne Carlucci, that was on with us from the Rampart on Wednesday, he likes the three-horse Hill Road. As a matter of fact, that's his pick in the race, Hill Road. With Tyler Gaffleone, this could be a really good competitive race.
It really is. And to me, the most solid horse in the race with the least question marks surrounding him is Owen Almighty. This horse has two starts at Tampa. Last time out, he stretched out for the first time at Tampa, and he actually ran very well. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Ired Ortiz aboard to ride. Yeah, listen, Chance McPatrick as a two-year-old was very good. His question is whether he wants to really go the two turns. Last year, the worst race he ran was two turns, if you remember, in the Breeders' Cup. Well, was it the Breeders' Cup? Was it two turns? Who knows? And the same thing with Patch Adams. You know, he ran very well two starts back at Churchill Downs, but that was around one turn, 7 furlongs. So these horses have question marks surrounding them. Hill Road, by the way, makes his first start since joining the Chad Brown barn, so that's got to count for something. So the horse with the least amount of question marks at the longest price is the one, Owen Almighty, so that's who I ended up on.
All right, well, Owen Almighty will break from the rail. Nice at 5-1 if you can get it. Ired Ortiz Jr. aboard there. And like I said, I think there'll be a lot of questions answered for some of these horses as they move on to the Kentucky Derby Trail. As far as the weather is concerned at Tampa Bay, they posted the track will be fast, the turf will be firm, temperature around 66 degrees, wind south at 5 miles an hour, and the humidity is at 78%. So we got to watch some of those horses and what they look like in the post parade, that's for sure. Other stakes races on the card, of course, we're looking at Skippy Longstocking, who goes for his third win in a row in the Challenger. That's the first of the five stakes races as they roll out today on the card. And
you have a couple of scratches in there, Ralph. The one, Life is Precious, and the 7, Ben Doug, are both late scratches, so leaves a field of 6. And looks like a two-horse race to me. Number 6, Most Wanted. Number 8, Skippy Longstockings. Both these horses look to lay over this field on the figures, and I think they're going to run 1-2.
And I want to mention the fact that Ben Doug was one of Flavien Prat's rides in the Challenger. So he scratched out of the 7th race with Ben Doug. But that was not a Chad Brown horse. Maybe he recollects his experience with a horse that he rode that wasn't Chad Brown's the last time was there, so he's out of this race. The 7, Ben Doug, is out. But you're right. It does look like it comes down to the two horses that are going to take most of the money on the morning line between Skippy Longstocking and Most Wanted. If you had to look at another race on the card, there's got to be some juicy prices out there besides Flavien Prat and Chad Brown to make some racing happen today at Tampa Bay. And, of course, that late pick 5 there. We'll cover from the 8th race. It'll be the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. The 12th race is a maiden race for 3-year-old fillies on the turf. And in that race, believe it or not, after the stakes race, Chad Brown has two horses in the race, and one of them will be ridden by Flavian Pratt, and that's the 2-1 favorite there, Channel Check. So I guess they'll hang around even after the Derby to try to win that race for the maiden race.
It looks like it. The only other race I would be a little interested in there, Ralph, is the ninth race. It's a mile and eighth on the turf. It's the Hillsborough. And I like one of the Chad Brown horses in that race. And I like the four horse, Venezia. Tyler Gaffleone climbs aboard for Chad Brown. I like the rider switch. The horse has a race over the track, and she actually ran well. And she's at least listed at 6-1 on the morning line. So that's the horse I found in that race.
Yeah, Venezia. Gaffleone will ride. Chad Brown has three horses in the race, so Flavian Pratt couldn't ride all three of them, but he sits upon the 9-5 favorite in the race for Chad Brown, Saffron Moon, and we'll wait and see about that. But it should be an exciting day at Tampa Bay, and let's do this. Let's cross our fingers now, because we knew what happened last year on Tampa Bay Derby Day as far as the betting and all that. So let's hope all of the connections stay the same. Everything is fine, and they have a great day of wagering today at Tampa Bay, because we know the weather is going to be nice.
Yeah, and you don't want to hear the words tote delay, because if you hear the words tote delay today, if you remember last year, it was a total disaster. And hopefully they are protected today and have everything under control. They should be prepared for it after what happened to them last year.
Yeah, if you hear tote delay, it means tote disaster. That's for sure. All right, let's get started. Give me some picks for today, buddy.
Yeah, we got to make up for yesterday's disaster, and I mean disaster. Right. Eighth race today at Aqueduct, a mile on the main track, and I like the number three horse in here, General Banker, a five-year-old from the Jimmy Ferrara barn. This horse has run sneaky well in his last couple of races. He had trouble trips. Louis Rivera aboard to ride 6-1 on the morning line. I like number three, General Banker, to upset and win today's eighth race out at Aqueduct.
Gotta tell you, that race is wide open as far as the morning line is concerned. So that 6-1 you'll probably get every bit of in the eighth race, the three, General Banker, 6-1 on the morning line, is Jonathan Hardoon's pick in the eighth race today at Aqueduct. Gotta tell you, that's a good race to be shopping around to hook up some exactas with some of the other long shots in that race. The three horse, General Banker, in the eighth race at Aqueduct today. All right, where are we going next?
Let's go to Gulfstream, look at the 10th race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track for fillies. It's a stake race, and I like the number four horse in here, Our Disaster, four-year-old filly from the Safi Joseph barn. Safi Joseph has three of the seven horses in this race, and
wow.
I think this is the yeah, 9-2 on the morning line. Edgar Zayas aboard to ride. Reunited with this horse. He's won on this horse twice, and he returns start today. I like number four, Our Disaster, to win today's 10th race out at Gulfstream.
Well, that key word, disaster, we'll keep in mind. The 10th race, the four, Our Disaster, is your play in the race at 9-2 on the morning line. The four, Our Disaster, in the 10th race. That's the Hurricane Birdie Stakes, 10th race at Gulfstream. The four. And then we'll venture out to Southern California at Santa Anita today.
Let's look at the sixth race, six furlongs on the main track. It's one of these races where you got a lot of these Northern Cal horses shipping in and running. I like the number three horse in here, Roses Are Blue. Roses Are Blue is a seven-year-old mare whose last two races both were actually run at Santa Anita, and she's run well. Ricardo Gonzalez aboard to ride. I like the 10-1 on the morning line. Number three, Roses Are Blue, upsets and wins today's sixth race out at Santa Anita.
All right. The sixth race is the first race in the pick six on the 11 race card today at Santa Anita. And in that sixth race, you like number three, Roses Are Blue. The three, Roses Are Blue, with the Gonzalez aboard at nice fat 10-1. And, this is one of those races they card now on the Santa Anita card. They usually have a couple of races a day that are generally pointed towards the conditions for the horses from Northern California that came down. And this is one of them, sixth race, the three horse at Santa Anita. Jonathan Hardoon has got full sheets for Santa Anita, for Aqueduct, for Gulfstream, and for Oaklawn Park. At his website.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot, Jonathan, for all your work today on the show. And We'll take a break. When we come back, we're in search of Rich Eng, so don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go to Rich Eng. Standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, it's a big day down there in Florida, Tampa Bay, and the Tampa Bay Downs and the Tampa Bay Derby. And, of course, all those big stakes races. Chad Brown and Flavien Prat are loaded for bear there. How do you see the Tampa Bay Derby?
Well, the horse I am real interested in seeing run is Patch Adams, and I know you've talked about him, too. His race two back where he broke his maiden in a very fast time showed a lot of talent. He had some obstacles and didn't run well at Oaklawn last time out. The trainer, Brad Cox, scratching his head a little bit. But the horse has been training great since. So this is a put-up-or-shut-up spot, Ralph. He needs to run 1-2 to continue on the Derby trail.
And, you know, with that maiden race that he had was so fast, it could have been a little bit of bounce at Oaklawn as well.
Well, that's possible, too. A bounce is a real thing. I know some people don't claim bounce is a real handicapping tool, but I think many of us do believe that horses exert themselves so much in a top effort that they just regress the next time out. It's just a part of nature.
No question about that. Well, as far as college hoops are concerned, you got your win with Illinois yesterday. They doubled the amount they needed to cover, and so you got a win there. And I understand you got another college basketball game for us today.
Yeah, that was fun to watch the end of the Illinois game last night, Ralph. They closed the game on a 13-0 run to beat Purdue. So that was a big win for the Illini. Game for today, Ralph, real interesting angle in the fact that it is the semifinal of the Summit League and a lot of small schools. But the team that I like today is St. Thomas of Minnesota, -8 against North Dakota State. Two angles here. One is North Dakota State to reach the semifinals, just beat the number one seed, South Dakota State, and now they face the number two seed. And the angle with Thomas, St. Thomas, is the fact that about 4 years ago, they were a Division III school, not two, but three. And when they jumped to Division I basketball, they cannot play in the NCAA tournament this year. So even if they win the Summit Conference, they that's the end of their season. And I read a story that three seniors have played all 4 years, and they were all offered NIL deals to play Division I basketball this year. They all turned it down to stay loyal to the school and to try to win this championship. So I like St. Thomas -8 tonight.
So this, in essence, is really their championship game today.
Well, it's a semifinal, so they would have to win one more after this. But the three seniors who started for 4 years for St. Thomas turned down NIL money to stay with the small school. Their loyalty is rare to see nowadays, quite frankly, right?
Not to mention a lot of character to those kids, too. No question about that. We'll take St. Thomas for all the right reasons in the hoops. What about your pick at Santa Anita today?
Yeah, let's go to one of the stakes races, race 9. This is San Simeon down the hill. And just a real quick handicapping angle is the fact that Air Force Red, the number 4, made my horses to watch list in the Hernandez, the grade 2, on December 28th. This horse got blocked in the stretch, looked like the winner down the hill. The next two races were graded stakes going a mile in the grass, now cuts back to the hillside again. I think at 8-1, this horse is very dangerous to close well. So let's go with number 4, Air Force Red, to upset the San Simeon.
Not to mention his rider, Amanda Arayuso, is riding pretty hot right now at Santa Anita. So you got a jockey that's kind of a now jockey. So in the 9th race, the San Simeon, you like the 4, Air Force Red, at 8-1 on the morning line for Rich Eng, the 4 horse in the 9th race. He's got the rest of his selections available right now at the Race Day Las Vegas website for his full sheet today at San Anita. Okay, thanks a lot, Richie. Back to work for that basketball, buddy.
Thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We're going to wrap up our Saturday show as we normally do with our closing acts. And, of course, that's John Lendo and Jerry Jackowitz right after this. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. Time to go out to Southern California, where John Lendo is standing by. And I guess, John, the first thing we got to ask is always, how's the weather?
Beautiful today, Ralph. It's clear. We'll be fast and firm. The turf course dried out pretty good. It was listed as good yesterday, and the main track was upgraded from good to fast after the second race. So perfect conditions for racing today.
Well, we want to congratulate you and the Lendo Report with that nice coast-to-coast selection there yesterday. $81 produced a $965 return in the coast-to-coast pick 5 that you suggest on the Lendo Report. And you got another one today on the Lendo Report that covers all the races at Santa Anita. A coast-to-coast pick 5, a suggested late pick 4 as well at Santa Anita. And all that giddy information we need all on one comprehensive sheet, the Lendo Report. And you also have a Lendo Report for the late pick 5 at Tampa Bay today.
Right. Interesting back half of the card at Tampa Bay. People will be watching the Tampa Bay Derby, so we'll try and put them in action for that late pick 5 there. It's a good sequence, and I like a couple of horses there quite a bit. So we'll see if we can do some good not only in Florida but California.
You know, I'm wondering if some book somewhere along the line should have put an over-under on how many wins Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt will have together there at Tampa Bay today. But they've got bullets all over the place, don't they?
They're loaded. We saw them go in and take the money out of Tampa Bay about a month ago. And a couple of those horses that Flavian rode, including Saffron Moon, are back today. And again, he's not traveling just for the frequent flyer miles. He's there to make some money and find a nice horse. So We'll see what happens there. But anytime they're on the road, especially there in South Florida, Chad Brown doesn't use Gulfstream Park a whole lot. He prefers the turf course over there at Tampa Bay Downs.
Well, the Tampa Bay Derby will be the 11th race. It'll be the final of the five stakes races rolling out today on a 12-race card at Tampa Bay. And a very interesting contest, I think, between Owen Almighty, Chance McPatrick, another Chad Brown horse, Hill Road, that Dwayne Carlucci liked on Wednesday's show, and, of course, Patch Adams, that everybody's waiting to see which one shows up today.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a better version of Patch Adams today, Ralph. He comes out of that Southwest Stakes where the start was an absolute mess. Four or five horses got eliminated, including Patch Adams. His first time around two turns, I like the fact he made a little middle move and didn't give up the ship. From the outside post, and he's only got one other speed horse to deal with, really, and that's Owen Almighty. And as long as Irad Ortiz and Owen Almighty and Florent Giroux don't on Patch Adams, if they don't go crazy, I think those two horses will probably run 1-2 all the way around. And we'll find out today if Chancellor McPatrick wants to be a two-turn horse or if he's a late-running sprinter.
What kind of category you put Hill Road in? I guess we're going to find out today, right?
Yeah, he was a little late getting started. His work tab's a little short, and with his lack of speed, this has a look of a prep race to me. I think he's got some catching up to do, and you know he was asked a lot to come over from Europe and run so well in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So the turnaround for him may be a little bit quick as far as getting him acclimated and going again, and he switched barns. So we'll see what he's got, but he did run well in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile.
Possibly the toughest stakes race to try to figure out would be the Florida Oaks. Now, this is on the turf for three-year-old fillies, so it doesn't look like any one of these fillies will really step into the Kentucky Oaks run. And, of course, there are no leaderboard points for the Kentucky Oaks because it's on the turf. But, man, this is a wide-open race for these three-year-old fillies. And with a full field going a mile and 16th on the turf, you know there's going to be a trip to be had by the winner.
Yeah, this is a really good, well-matched field. I know Opulent was straight from Chad Brown. If you watch the tapes of her last year, every time she made the lead, she would just kind of sit and idle. So she's a tough filly to ride. You got to time her. There's more there than what you saw on in those races. And if she's improved out of that in her three-year-old debut, Flavien Prat for Chad Brown, she's the one to beat. Nitrogen is a filly that's overcome trouble to win in her last start at Gulfstream. She had a rough trip in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. There isn't a lot of speed in here. Lush Lips under Tyler Gaffleon will probably be on the lead if they leave her alone too long. That's just three of five or six that can win the race. It's a good race.
Well, you know, the old saying, especially in California, when you have Bob Baffert having three horses in the race, always go for the longest priced Baffert trainee. And in this race, Chad Brown also has another starter in the race, and that is Brillante. And that horse is at 10-1 with Sammy Camacho, who I believe rides well down there.
Right, and she's got a win over the turf course there. So, you know, you don't have to guess whether she likes the Tampa turf. She's already done it.
10-1, too, on the morning line. That might be a nice horse to play around with whoever you like there in that race. It's going to be a fun day of racing at Tampa Bay. We hope the parimutuel system works without any flaws and don't duplicate what happened last year. But in any case, I do believe you have a pick. Obviously, you got a pick for us today at Tampa Bay, don't you?
Yeah, one at Tampa, one at Santa Anita. Let's go to Tampa Bay Downs, race number 8, a single for me in that late pick 5. Number 11, Silver Slugger, comes out of the Pelican Stakes. Didn't have a great trip and tried hard, even though he got parked last time. He's got tactical speed in an outside post here, drops in class, Lasix on again. I think he falls into a good pressing trip here. He's 7-2 in the program. If he can get it, take it. Number 11, Silver Slugger, race number 9, Tampa Bay Downs.
All right, that is a singleton for you in the 8th race, the 11-horse Silver Slugger in the 8th race at 6 furlongs, Tampa Bay, today. John, of course, like John Lendo, has all the last five races, though, on his sheet. Is this a separate sheet or is it all in one?
It's separate from the Santa Anita sheet, but they'll have both there at the South Point today for sure.
You got it. Okay, two separate sheets. You'll have the last five races at Tampa Bay. Now let's go to Santa Anita, where you do have a full sheet and another suggested coast-to-coast pick 5 off of that nice win yesterday. Where are we going with the pick at Santa Anita?
Let's go to race 10 at Santa Anita. The half-brother to Flightline, Eagles Flight, number 7, is going to be the heavy favorite in here. He was scratched on February 2nd. He had a quarter crack. He's worked out of there fine, but you just wonder, you know, did it set him back at all? Is he 100% today? I'm willing to take a shot with number 8, Santorina. Drawn on the outside, he can either go to the lead or sit right off of Eagle's Flight. And he comes off a nice win. And a lot of times these horses that take a while to break their maidens, once they figure out it's okay to win, they'll come right back. So 3-1 on the program. Number 8, Santorina. Race number 10, Santa Anita.
All right, 10th race at Santa Anita. The 8 horse, Santorina. The 8 and the 10th at Santa Anita. John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report. Full Lindo reports for Santa Anita and the last 5 races at Tampa Bay can be had right now. Here, only here in your gaming capital at the South Point, and it's free of charge because they love horse players here, and you also have that nice coast-to-coast pick 5 as well. A quick thought about the Beholder, and we'll let you go.
Well, Bob Baffert's got an undefeated filly, Cavalieri, and Brad Cox has Teresa coming in from the East Coast, and I think that's the race. Cavalieri has a little bit more tactical speed in an outside post. She'll get first run, so she's where I'm going to land in that race.
All right, Cavalieri and the Beholder Mile. Thanks a lot, John, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralph.
Well, Jerry, I asked you if you take a look at the Tampa Bay Derby and if you have a thought about that. How do you see it?
Yeah, this one, I did take a look, obviously. I kind of was interested in Hill Road. I think the single thing about handicapping this horse that gives me the best chance to hit an upside that we can't see is that this horse has been trained now by Chad Brown since his race in November in the Breeders' Cup, which was a pretty good race.
Yeah.
I mean, ran fairly well first time on the dirt. So I sense the horse likes the dirt. And I think Chad Brown is a good enough trainer to improve a good horse.
You think so?
That's my opinion. Call me outlandish, taking a wild opinion.
But you know, you are with Dwayne Carlucci at the Rampart. He likes this horse, too, because the same reason, getting to Chad Brown's barn and having him have enough time with this horse now to see if he can get any improvement out of him.
Right. It's not, I mean, all of these young horses improve over time. So that's the first element. You know, we're just trying to find some improvement that isn't obvious to everybody. But, of course, here we are on that horse now, so.
All right.
I like him. I'm playing the 3 over the 127 anyway. Patch Adams is that very fast Brad Cox horse that has sort of ratty form. So.
Okay, 3 over 127 in the 11th race there at Tampa. Now we go to Aqueduct for your official play there.
Yeah, let's go to the 3rd race, Ralph. This is like sort of an obvious horse on the power pages, star horse, top-rated horse by a lot, and really, really rates out very well on everything that I see. So Rockstar Rebel for Charlie Baker just looks like 4 to 5 even money to me, and I'm almost ashamed to give him out, but I will. So
well, there's a horse. The entry in there is a 9 to 5, so this horse 5 to 2 on the morning line, you might be okay. But you like the 3. Who's the link-ups?
Just the 1, that's it.
Oh, 3 with
the... I don't know.
Three.
Sort of making a win bet, but I might bet a 3-1-1-3 if this...
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, so the 3 is the key to beat the favorite entry of the 1, the 3 over 1, and, of course, a little reverse there as well.
Right.
Let's go to Santa
Anita. Actually, 3-all is actually a good bet because the other horses are so terrible, it's almost impossible to know who's actually going to fake everybody out and run a little bit.
Okay, and let's go to Santa Anita, where you gave us a nice win yesterday, and your link-ups as well. So what are we doing to Santa Anita today?
We're going to go to the 5th race. We have Corporate Violet for Mark Reinsdorf, 1 post on the turf, stretching out. I mean, just looks faster than these to me. I just rated him out so well. So I like the 1 over the 2-3-4-5, reverse 2-3-4-5 back over the 1. The 1 Corporate Violet, Aguilar up, looks pretty good.
Okay, the 1, 5th race, the anchor in the early pick 5, early pick 4 at Santa Anita in the 5th. You like the 1, Corporal Violet, the 1 over 2-3-4-5 and reverse. The 1 is the key in the 5th. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Aqueduct, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, it's going to be an interesting Saturday of racing across the country, and all we can say is we wish everybody out there some good luck and win those photo finishes. And we'll be back tomorrow, God willing, and the creek don't rise. Don't forget to change your clocks. Push it ahead so you don't miss the show tomorrow. Say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.